11:23. What is opening up in Chicago? What are some things that you can do? Blair Kamen in the Chicago Tribune had a terrific article the other day about things that are opening up downtown that involve the Chicago River. And one of those things are the world-famous Chicago Architectural Tour. And Lynn Osman is president of the Chicago Architecture Center in Chicago. Lynn, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us this morning.
It's great to be here on such a beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day to take a nice tour down the river, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I can't wait till we open up our boat cruises for the public to enjoy.
Now, what is the actual date for that?
Well, we're still tentative, but we think it's going to be on June 26th, and we're waiting for the city to, for the state to go into phase four, and we think that's today. So I hope everybody's practicing good social distancing. And we've got a bit of construction on the Riverwalk, so we're waiting for that to finish. Wacker Drive's being reconstructed, but we're excited. We've got the docents all lined up. You know, certainly we hope on a beautiful sunny day that this will be the first thing that people want to do is to enjoy the river. But in the meantime, you know, we've got all our walking tours are starting next week and on June 20th, so that's a great opportunity to explore, too.
Yeah, so talk to me about, I mean, I'm sure you've had meeting after meeting after meeting of how you're going to be doing this because, you know, normally when you see those boats going down the river, they're packed. People love these architectural tours. I've been on the architectural tour a dozen times, I'll bet, you know, taking different, you know, visitors to Chicago. You know, it's like you got to go. It's the number one thing. If someone's from out of town, you got to go on the architectural tour. So, but, you know, how are you going to do it now? Because obviously, for foreseeable future, things are going to be a little less crowded.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to practice really good safe precautions so that we'll be asking all our guests to wear masks. Our docents will be wearing either a face shield or a mask, depending on their comfort level. And then we'll practice social distancing on the boat, and there are capacity limitations that happen, and so that people are guaranteed their social distancing. And then, of course, with the lineups, you know, all of it will be done in a very everything about keeping our guests safe. But that being said, I mean, the experience itself will be the same wonderful experience where we'll be talking about all the fabulous buildings on the Chicago River, and there is so much new stuff going on. I mean, we've got Wolf Point that's being redeveloped, you know, and we've seen a lot of the new buildings along the river. So there's every year there's something new to talk about, and this year is no exception.
So, you know, the Riverwalk is back open again, so that means that people are going to be headed down back around those areas. If people are interested in getting information about the architectural tours, what they are, what they will be, what's the best way to get that information?
Well, there's they should go to our website, architecture.org/tours. But, you know, I'd encourage that next weekend we start our walking tours, and we've got over 50 different walking tours done. And the way the walking tours are happening is that it's restricted to only six people in a group. So never, you know, you're basically getting a private tour. And, you know, there's 50 different neighborhood tours, and they go all the way from the Gold Coast to Hyde Park to Beverly, Fort Sheridan, Fulton Market, Kenwood, Logan Square, and also downtown, like the Art Deco, historic skyscrapers. So, it's, you know, those are being offered daily starting on the 20th. So you don't have to wait for the Architecture River Cruise. And actually, I think Chicago's just got this such a wonderful, fascinating neighborhoods that it's just a great chance to, you know, the city's closed, but the neighborhoods are open. And so let's go out and explore and really get to know what the city's all about. So that's a really fabulous opportunity.
Yeah, and it sure sounds like the weather is going to be fantastic for that sort of thing as well. I was just about to ask you about those walking tours until the actual, you know, the boat tours start up again. How long have these boat tours been going on now? It's they've become such a landmark thing to do when you're in downtown.
Well, you know, I have to tell you a funny story of how they started is that we started them in the early 70s, and it was actually one of our docents, Bob Irving, wanted to work with a merchandise mart on Neocon to do a boat tour, and they hired some boat, and they, you know, planned the tour, and then they got visitors on the boat, and they got all the way down, and remember, this is, you know, 74, so early 70s, they got all the way down to Ping Tom Park, which was not Ping Tom Park. It was, you know, kind of a rough edge of Chinatown.
Right.
And they had arranged to have all the bridges put up for going down there, but they forgot that they had to come back and get all the bridges put back up. So they had to arrange for everybody to get picked up to take them back. So, I mean, a lot of people say they're the first river cruise. I can tell you, nobody can tell that story the way we do, and we can certainly verify. And so that, you know, they've just been, and at the time when we started them, people thought we were crazy because the river just was, you know, the back door of the city. It was not the welcoming thing that it is now.
Right.
And so now the river, you know, it's just iconic that when people come to the city of Chicago, you have to take them on the Architecture River Cruise. But I think, you know, now with, you know, we're going to be attracting a lot of the locals. And I think people often when they live here, they think they know it all, you know, like, oh, I've been there, done that, you know. And really, I mean, I learn something new every time I go on one of our tours, and especially the river cruise, because there's just so much new going on. And then, of course, we have, you know, just we have over 100 docents that give you the river cruise alone. And we don't script them. We tell them, you know, these are the buildings you have to talk about, but create your own narrative so that you always get this kind of interesting, different factoids or stories that are really, you know, engaging and tell you about the city of Chicago.
I would be one of those people, you know, born and raised here, lived here all my life, been on the architectural tour a number of times. Yet every time that I've been on it, I learn something new. I see something that I've never seen before. And, you know, you marvel at what a wonderful city that we live in.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's, you know, that's the thing is that when else do you, I mean, the sad part is we don't have visitors in town, but the great part is that we have the city to ourselves and we really get to go out and explore and kind of get to know the city in a new way. And, you know, you can just, I think that what's fun about taking one of our tours, I always say it's kind of, you're going to be the most interesting guest at the dinner party, or maybe it's a Zoom quarantining, but you can be, you know, you can get all these wonderful things. I mean, we just took a bike ride through Humboldt Park, and we have a tour of Humboldt Park, and talking about this wonderful emerald necklace of our Chicago park system, and talking about the statuary in the park, and, you know, this vision for that Jens Jensen had for this park. It's just like, you know, a wonderful way to talk about the city and to, you know, kind of impress your friends and neighbors.
Is there a certain part of the architectural tour which traditionally has been the most popular, about which there are more questions, more inquiries, you know, that, you know, that this is a hot, kind of a hot spot on the tour?
You know, for the walking tours, you know, in particular, people, you know, we're known for our historic skyscrapers. And so, well, I absolutely love the boat tour. You know, you don't get into the loop the same way as the historic skyscrapers, where you get to, you know, really kind of go and touch and feel the buildings and understand what made us, you know, the city of architecture. So, you know, the historic skyscraper tour, which starts, you know, at the end of the month, you'll get out and you'll see the rookery and the, you know, the auditorium building and really understand, you know, the structures of the city. And then our mid-century modern building talks about Mies van der Rohe and the, you know, historical nature of less is more and the steel and glass that, you know, really started that sense of the international style in the city of Chicago. So those are fabulous. And then on the river cruise, of course, you know, people just love seeing the four corners of the river. They're just magnificent. When you look at the, you know, London Guarantee Building and the Wrigley Building and the Tribune Building and then 333 North Michigan, that is really the heart and soul of the icons of Chicago. And that's where, you know, the tour starts. So people just love seeing that and learning more about it.
I'm wondering how somebody who is so into the architecture of Chicago feels about what they're doing to our former home over at Tribune Tower. Is that a good thing that a building like that is being, has basically been gutted and being added onto? How do architecture people feel about that?
Well, I think, you know, buildings have to always evolve. That's what, you know, because you hope a building is designed in such a way that it's not a blip that's only lasting, you know, a few decades, that, you know, the Wrigley building, sorry, the Tribune Tower, you know, was built in 1922. So it's really getting a reshape. And so it's almost 100 years old. So by now you would think that it might have a different usage, because our usage of buildings change over time. You know, I'm really glad that they are preserving the historic facade, and that all those wonderful little icons have been conveniently taken by reporters all around the world. And whether it be a piece of the moon or whether it be a piece of the Great Wall of China, those will all be restored and put back in place. And I think the building should look great, but it will be different not having the newsroom there, because, you know, the iconic lobby, which you walk past all those wonderful things every day, it will be now welcoming, you know, residents rather than welcoming, you know, the news reporters that we're so proud of.
Right.
You must have felt weird moving from there, too.
It was very weird when we moved out. And I always said that when I went, you know, when we were there all those decades, that when I walked into the building, you know, those that iconic archway entrance, I always felt like I was going somewhere important, that there was something important to do today, because this was the Tribune Tower. You know, and it's different just, you know, walking into, we have a very nice high rise now. It's very nice. It's very modern, but it's different. It is very, very different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and it's, was at the heart of the city too. So you're now moved over closer to Millennium Park, but, the Tribune, I mean, we're grateful, always grateful when somebody does a very sensitive adaptive reuse. And I think that building is in particular is getting in a sensitive adaptive reuse. You know, I'm sorry that you can't afford to have a residence there. But
I don't think most people can afford to have a residence there. This is Edwin calling in from Wisconsin. You're on with Lynn Osman from the Chicago Architecture Center. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, how you doing up in Door County, Wisconsin, floating on our boat? I got a question. Ever since I was a teenager, which was about 60 years ago, that trestle on the west side of the Mart has been raised. Is that going to be there forever, or are they going to take it out? Or of all the things I've asked about, I was trying to get an answer on that.
That is not about to be taken down anytime soon. And, of course, you know that we have a major transportation hub under the Merchandise Mart that is no longer in action. But that trestle is there, and it's kind of the iconic place. If you've ever been downtown, you'll see that the Kidzie Bridge is one of the most famous places to get wedding photos, because people stand on the Kidzie Bridge so that they can get the trestle raised with the Sears Tower behind it, or the Willis Tower, I should say. And so that's there to stay for a while.
Okay, good. I think that might be there for another generation or so. But I love the river tour. Chicago is my home, so I'm always down there from way up north. Have a super weekend and stay healthy.
All right.
Enjoy Door County.
Enjoy Door County is right. Thank you for the call, Edwin. We appreciate that. And Lynn, we appreciate you joining us today as well. People want to get information about the architecture tour or the walking tours. What is the best way to do all of that?
Well, all they have to do is go on to our website at architecture.org, and they can purchase tickets or become a member, in which case, you know, all your walking tours are free. And they can, you know, start there and enjoy the city of Chicago.
Sounds great. You know what I would love to do during the summertime, especially? Maybe, you know, we can check in on this show periodically and talk about some of the walking tours and what some of the neighborhoods, you know, it's kind of do like a radio tour of some of these neighborhoods, you know, and just focus on them and some of the nooks and crannies of these neighborhoods. I think that would be so interesting.
And that would be great, because leading up, you know, we do our wonderful festival, Open House Chicago, that is the week after the marathon. And this year, because of some of the restrictions that will be happening with our buildings, we're going to actually focus really on the neighborhoods of the city of Chicago. So that's a perfect lead up to that. And then also by then, hopefully the Architecture Center will be open, which is in phase 4 of the governor's plans. And we can talk about what's happening downtown at the center.
Great, great. Well, we'll be in touch and set up some regular visits to do all those things. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Lynn Osmond, president of the Chicago Architecture Center on WGN.